So how are you feeling about things right now at this point in the race?
Well, just looking forward to getting to Nome and getting it over with at this point.
You've had some little challenges, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's been kind of a roller coaster race. Leading up to the start, I've pretty well explained it through most of the race, but yeah, all the way through dealing with the stomach flu and now trying to recover from that and kind of just throttling back and just setting new goals of just getting to the finish line. So we're happy to be this far and happy to be one step closer to Nome. And so that's just all we're really thinking about right now.
Well, let's focus on the happy things that have happened then. Has there been like a funny moment on the trail? I know sometimes dogs do like really hilarious things.
I don't know. Not so much. I can't really think of one. It's almost been comical how many things have gone wrong. But yeah, I don't know. I can't really put my finger on one really funny moment or anything like that. Yeah.
Has there been like a special moment at a checkpoint?
I don't know. I mean, it's fun, you know, it's fun to reunite with friends once a year that we don't really get to see on a regular basis. So every year during Iditarod, we get to see fellow mushers that we don't get to see throughout the year mostly. So it's fun to catch up with old friends and see old faces and new faces in the checkpoints. Other than that, nothing really out of the ordinary.
What's been, I know a lot of people have asked you about like how your life has changed in the last year. Have there been any things that have changed to be like more difficult? I don't know, the aura of celebrity or something.
I mean, there's definitely been more obligations and stuff which have been, you know, somewhat taxing to some extent, but a lot of them have been for a good cause and happy to do. And I don't think it's made life any more difficult, just different in a way, and had to learn how to navigate some of that stuff and keep priorities in order and stuff like that. But other than that, no.
What are your priorities? Are you keeping in order right now?
Well, right now at this moment, my priorities are the dog team, and the dog team has been my priority for the last, I mean, they're my priority every day of the year too, but also, you know, juggling a family and kids and a wife and work also. But yeah, the priority right now in front of us is getting to Nome.
What do you think of the new Shaktulik checkpoint?
I think they did a great job. Wasn't really sure what to expect, but they definitely put tons of hours of hard effort into this, and it's very nice. I mean, we don't really need a whole lot when we're out on the trail, but if you get a little bit of a roof over your head and some heat, and they even have a microwave. There's plenty of checkpoints that haven't even had a microwave so far, so this is pretty nice. I can't complain, and hats off to them for pulling it off.
Has the news of the changing checkpoints and events in Nome, any of the Corona news kind of thrown you out of your head game a little bit?
Yeah, it's interesting to kind of hear it trickle in. Sounds like there's a lot of craziness going on in the world right now that we've been kind of not had access to all the information. But yeah, it sounds very bizarre. Interested to learn more once we get this over with, but it doesn't sound like we'll have the festive finish that we usually have. And I know just in my case, I don't have as many, I don't know if anybody's going up there for the finish. So it'll be a weird feeling, going down Front Street for the winner and everybody else to just kind of mush into town there with not a lot of action. So it is what it is, I guess.
Is kind of disengaging with the kind of cycle of the world something that's appealing to you when you're out on trails like this?
Yeah, that's one advantage for sure. I think it's a lot of mushers, the reason they run dogs is to get away from the mainstream and get away from the noise. So we've definitely got to avoid a week of a lot of noise, it sounds like.
Well, thank you for talking. It looks like you've got